Blog Talk Radio.
Your mighty name, your holy name. We are privileged that you, the Most High God, love us so much. We are privileged, Lord God. Oh, we are privileged to wake up this morning. We are privileged that you have given us days and weeks and nights and months and years to love on you, oh God, because you love us. You commanded us to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Almighty God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. We're looking for our co-host this morning. Bree, you there? Hello? We have a new co-host this morning. She's on with us. Bree? Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland Children's Day.
All right, Father, we thank you. We thank you for Bree. We thank you for her family. We thank you for what you're doing in Bree. Oh, God, this mighty young woman of God, just 11 years old, we thank God for her family. We bless and honor you this morning. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.
Read scripture, Proverbs 3:2-6.
You have the scripture, Bree? All right, she's getting it, everybody. She's 11 years young. Go ahead, baby.
Hey.
I have it.
It's okay, read it, baby.
Carita.
Yeah. Go ahead, read.
Trying to try in the way he should go, and when he old, he will not turn from it.
All right, thank you so much. Go ahead, Bree.
Now we will have a song by the Nichols family from McComb, Mississippi. Come on, us adoring.
Oh, good.
Kneel down before him. Worship and adore him. Come let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Oh,
Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville,
yes.
Florida. We thank God for Jackie. She's going to sing a song this morning. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? She's going to answer me in a minute. Good morning, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm going to invite her to come over second Saturday and introduce it.
Jackie? I'm sorry, Jackie?
Yeah.
Were you talking to me just now?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was someone
else
saying they was going to fight somebody.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was you.
That's okay.
All right.
That's all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was trying to wait till we got with Michelle LaVon, but that's okay. I can go ahead on and sing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jackie. All right, we're going to go back to our co-host. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's get ready for the Word of God. This morning we will have a mighty woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida, to bring the Word of God. Let's welcome Evangelist Laura Brunson. Good morning, Evangelist Laura Brunson.
Good morning. Thank you, Sister G, for having me on. Thank you, just Sister G, for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and just go right on into the Word. First, I want to, of course, open up with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you, God, for this day. God, we honor your name. God, we bless you, oh God. Father, we just love you. God, we glorify you, oh God, for you are truly worthy of all the praise, worthy of all the glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as we dive into this word, God, ask God that you speak. God, I ask you, oh God, to give me the words to say, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for those that are on and those that will be listening, oh God. Pray, God, that you say something, God, that will pierce their hearts, pierce their minds, oh God, and convict change, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we declare and decree this, so in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I'm going to dive right into the word. So my scripture is going to be taken from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. And it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. So many times we often hear this verse quoted, and it is an amazing verse. But I wanted to speak on the topic of, I don't really know if it's a topic, but I wanted to speak on, it's going to be a twofold message, so it's going to be a message for parents as well as a message for children. Parents being not only giving your children your presence, but also being present in the lives of your children. So I wanted to talk on Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. So train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he gets old, he won't depart from it. I believe that this verse is a call for parents to be present. The only way that us as parents will be able to train up our children in the way that they should go is if we are present in the lives of our children. Have you ever been in a space with someone and you were with them, you had their presence, but they weren't present? They were there, but they were not there. They were there physically, but they were not there mentally. They were not there emotionally. They were not there spiritually, but they were there. And I believe that in order for us as parents to be able to train our children up in the way that they should go, we have to be present. So my dad was here last night. I love my dad. He's an amazing dad. And I can't say anything, you know, bad about my dad because he's a great father. The only issue I have is that he is not present. So we invited him over for dinner last night. We had an amazing time. Me, my father, and my husband. We all had dinner last night, and he not only was his presence here, but he was present. He was here in the moment, and it made me think about how important it is for not just mothers but fathers as well to be present in the lives of their children, because I feel like so many parents don't realize the impact they have on their children's lives when they are present, even and not just younger children but older. I'm 36 years old, and to have my dad here was, like, amazing for me, you know. And sometimes parents feel like, you know, once your child gets older, they don't really need you. But we do. We still need your, not just your presence, but we still need you to be present. And so he was here last night, and we talked, and we laughed, and we shared the word with each other. And it was just such an amazing time. And it made me go back to my childhood when I didn't really get that from him growing up. And I missed that. And so I don't want us to miss out on the opportunities to be present with our children right now. If you ask your child, what is your favorite, or if your child asks you, what is their favorite color? What is their favorite thing to do? Where is their favorite place to go? Can you answer those questions? And I feel like there's a lack of us as parents being present in the lives of our children. And that can be, you know, the reason why so many children go astray and they go off and they do different things is because we're not active in our children's lives like we should be. And so this scripture, Proverbs 26, it is a call for us to be present. It is a call for us to be active in the lives of our children, not just for them to have our presence, not for them just to know we're here, but for us to be actively involved in their whereabouts, actively involved in what they're watching on social media, actively involved in what they're listening to, actively involved in what they get excited about, actively involved in their gifts, actively involved. This scripture is a call for us to be actively involved. It says to train, to teach, to cultivate. So the only way we can train our children, the only way we can cultivate our children is if we're active, is if we're present, is if we're there, is if they, is if our children know that, hey, you got mama you can count on, you got daddy that you can count on. And there's a lack of this in the earth. There's a lack of parents being parents in the earth. There's a lack of discipline in the earth. There's a lack of training our children up in the way that they should go in the earth. We don't want to correct our children anymore. We don't want to spank our children anymore. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to do that anymore for fear of what may happen. But I'm telling you, when I grew up, my mom didn't mind disciplining us. she didn't mind spanking us on the behind and letting us know we were wrong. And I thank God for those spankings. I thank God for that correction, because even God, being our Father, he corrects those whom he loves. So if we can't correct our children, then we may not love our children. We don't love our children if we can't correct our children, if we're afraid to correct our children. My mom corrected us. She let us know, hey, that's wrong. Hey, don't go here. Don't go there. And a lot of times, you know, we're afraid to do these things because we don't want our children to rebel. But the Bible says if you train them up in the way that they should go, if you instill in them what they need in order to live, then they're not going to depart. Now, here's the thing. They're not going to depart, but they may stray. So they may go off to the left. They may veer off. They may go make some mistakes. They may go out there and do some things outside of what you taught them to do. But one thing I know about the Word of God is that he is a promise keeper. And if he said your children not going to depart, they not going to depart. My mom taught me and my siblings, she taught us to say yes, ma'am. She taught us to say no, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Please. Thank you. And I tell you to this day, I am 36 years old, and I cannot get away from that, no matter how hard I do. I even had someone years ago, I said, yes, ma'am. She asked me a question or she said something, and I said, yes, ma'am. And she got offended. She got offended because I said, yes, ma'am. But that's how I was raised. So no matter what I do, no matter how I try to get away from that, yes, ma'am, no matter how I try to get away from the pleases and the thank you and the things my mom instilled in me, it's not going nowhere. So when you impart into your children the Word of God, when you impart into your children of values and morals, you can rest assured that if you're instilling it in them at an early age, they may stray, but they're not going to depart. They going to come back to it. And so many times as parents, we try to hold on to our children. We try to protect them from everything. And rightfully so as parents, because we don't want anything to happen to our children. But even God being God is not going to protect us from everything. He can protect us from everything. He can protect us from sickness. He can protect us from disease, but he still allows certain things to happen. Why? Because how will we ever have an opportunity to use what he's instilled in us if he's always protecting us from everything? As parents, we're not going to be able to protect our kids from everything, but we have to allow them to use what has been instilled in them. Train up a child in the way that they should go, so that when he gets older, he will not depart from it. And I'm here to tell you, mother, and tell you, father, what you've instilled in your children, they're not going to depart from it. If you've instilled the Word of God in your children, they might stray, they might make mistakes, they might go out and do some things that are not that you didn't teach them, but I guarantee you the Word is true. They're not going to depart. And there is a lack of us being present in the lives of our children. And so many children, they face depression. They face suicidal thoughts. And a lot of these things, I believe, would not be so if we would be present. Now, my mom, even though she instilled so much into us, my mom was not there. She wasn't present. We had a presence. We lived in the same household, but she was not present emotionally. She was not present spiritually and mentally. So I dealt with me myself, I dealt with a lot of depression. I dealt with a lot of low self-esteem. I dealt with a lot of not knowing who I was, especially when it came to dating, when it came to, you know, different guys, because I didn't have self-esteem. I didn't know who I was. I didn't feel good about myself. The first guy that came my way that said I was beautiful, I was hooked up to him because I needed that validation, because I didn't get the validation that I needed from home. That's why the Bible says train them up in the way they should go, because if you don't give it to them at home, if you don't give them the children what they need at home, I guarantee guarantee you they're going to go somewhere else and get it. Whether it's in a man, whether it's in a woman, whether it's in drugs, whether it's in alcohol, whether it's in sex, whether it's in addictions, it doesn't matter. They're going to find a way to get it. And it may be temporary, but they're going to find a way to get it. That's why we got to instill it in them while they're young. We have to instill it in them while they're young, so that when they get older, they won't fall for the first person that comes their way. They won't be peer pressure, be sucked into peer pressure, because mom and daddy taught me that this isn't the right way. Mom and daddy taught me I shouldn't smoke, and not just that you shouldn't smoke, but why shouldn't you smoke? Why shouldn't you have sex before marriage? Why shouldn't you give your body to that man? Why shouldn't you give your body to that young lady? Not just tell them what to do, but also tell them the why. And I think that for me, that is where the insecurities and all those things came in from, because sometimes my parents would tell me what I shouldn't do, but never told me the why. Never told me the why. Why shouldn't I go do that? Why shouldn't I go over here? Why shouldn't I give them this? So training our children, teaching our children, there's definitely a shortage of that in the earth. And then for our children, your parents tell you things because they've already been where you are. They've already been where you are, and they know where you're going. They know where you're trying to go. So they don't want you to make the same mistakes that they made. They don't want you to go down the same path that they went down. And if your parents can do what they can to help you from making those same mistakes, then they're going to do just that. So don't turn a deaf ear to what your parents are trying to teach you. Don't turn a deaf ear to the wisdom that your parents are trying to give you. If your parents tell you, "Hey, that's not the guy for you," parents know things. Parents know that something about parents, man. They know. He ain't the one. She ain't the one. They know. Don't discard that. Don't think that just because they're telling you things, yeah, they're trying to run your life, or they're trying to control you, or listen to what they have to say. Listen to the wisdom that they're trying to impart into you. My dad came last night, and I was eating up all the wisdom. I was just eating up all the wisdom that he had to share. Because your parents have wisdom. They've been further than where you are right now. So they know where you're trying to go. They know the mistakes that you may end up making. And so all they're trying to do is prevent you from making those same mistakes. So we have to listen, we have to tune our ear into the wisdom that our parents are trying to give us. And also remember, kids, children, I don't know the age ranges that are on here, but remember that your parents were children once. Your parents, They know what's best for you. They know what's best for you. They know where you have been, and they know where you're trying to go. So don't turn a deaf ear to your parents. Don't be disobedient to your parents. Don't fight against what your parents are trying to teach you and show you. The Bible says that if we honor our father and our mother, our days are going to be long. Do you not know that when you don't honor your father and when you don't honor your mother, you cut your own days short? He said, honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long upon the earth. When we don't honor our parents, when we don't honor what our mother says, what our father says, we cut our own days short. We cut our own days short. So listen to your parents. Listen to what they're trying to tell you. Parents, be present in the lives of your children. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. it makes a huge difference. And we have to get rid of the mentality that because my child is older, they don't need me. That is so far from the truth. We as adults still need our children. We as adults still need our parents. I still need my mother. I still need my father. I don't care how old I get. I can be 70 and they can be 105. I still need my parents. Your children still need you. I don't care if they're 20, 25, 30. They still need you. They need you to be present. They need you to be actively involved in the things that they're doing. I get excited when my dad or my mom get excited about something that I'm doing. I didn't hear my mom tell me she was proud of me until I was probably in my 20s. And that's a hurtful thing. It's a hurtful thing when you don't hear these things from your parents until you get older. So instill it in them now. Start today. Start today with telling your children, I'm proud of you. Even if they make a mistake, tell them I'm proud of you. I'm still proud of you. I'm still proud of you. You still did a good job. That may not have been the right way to do that, and I'm going to show you the correct way. But still let them know that you're proud of them. Still let them know that you're there for them, because it makes a difference. It makes a difference as they grow up into adults. If we instill this stuff in them now as children, when they get older, they won't have to deal with the self-esteem issues. They won't have to deal with the depression. They won't have to go out and give their body to any and everybody when it's because they got it at home, because they got the training at home, because they got the love they needed at home. It starts at home first. It starts at home first. And if we don't show our children they love us, that we love them, then the world is going to show it to them, but not in the way that we want them to show it. I don't have a long message prepared, but I just wanted us to be more present in the lives of our children. I see so many kids out here. I live in a neighborhood where there are so many lost children, lost youth, lost young adults. You know, they be out here fighting and arguing and cussing, and these are young people that have children. And it makes me want to hear their parents. Where are the parents at? Could it be that things would be different from them if their parents were present? Where are the parents at? So we have to be more present and more active in the lives of our children. And children, we have to be more cognizant, and we have to listen to what our parents are trying to tell us, because they've been where you are. And I can hear just from the children that are on this call, parents, you all are doing an amazing job at how y'all are raising your children. You all are doing the two young ladies that sung, man, I can tell that y'all are pouring into those kids. And if nobody has ever told you what a great job you're doing as a parent, I'm here to let you know you're doing an amazing job with those girls. And anyone else on here who has kids, you're doing a great job. Continue to be present. Not just give them your presence, but continue to be present and active in their lives. And I promise you, they're not going to depart from what you've instilled in them. Children, continue to listen to your parents. Continue to sit down and gain wisdom from them. He that walks with the wise will be wise. So if you walk with your parents and they're wise, you're going to be wise. And you're wise when you sit down and you listen to wisdom. I love being around people who are older, or not just older, but people who have wisdom, who've been somewhere and that can tell me how to get there, that can show me how to get there. I love listening to people that have wisdom. Children, don't ever stop seeking for wisdom. Don't ever stop looking for wisdom. Parents, don't ever stop seeking for wisdom. Don't ever stop, because that wisdom is going to carry you, man. It's going to carry you. Knowledge is good. Oh, but wisdom, knowing how to apply the knowledge, is even better. I didn't have a whole message prepared. That's basically what I have. I appreciate you all for listening. I thank you all for being a part of what Sister G is doing. She's amazing. That's my spiritual mom. I listen to her wisdom. She has a lot of wisdom that pours out of her as well. And I just thank you all for listening. That's all I have.
That's all she has. That was a lot. I thank God for my spiritual daughter, Laurel Brunson from Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, my God. I've known her for years and years. I was even at their wedding when they got married. It was such an honor to be there and just to be in her life. We are neighbors, and we live in the same neighborhood. I can walk to her house. She can walk to mine. And you know what? We see the same children. And many times I'm praying for the children. You know, they're running in the street. They're walking across the street in front of cars, and they're fussing with each other and all kinds of things. So I thank God for Laurel. We could join forces to pray for them. Hallelujah. That was a very powerful message. My God, I'm telling you, it was so powerful. I thank God, you know, when she said, be present with your children. You know, many times families in the same room. And this one on that cell phone, this one on the iPad, this one on the computer, and nobody's present with each other. And even when you go to a bus stop, you know, everybody is on their cell phone. Nobody's saying good morning. They're not even acknowledging that, hey, it's another human being sitting next to me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, how you doing? We lost that art of being present with one another. So let's get back to being present, like she said. I thank God for that awesome, powerful message. She said she didn't have much. It was power-packed. Lots of wisdom came out of Laurel Brunson's mouth. I thank God for her. Thank God for her husband, my spiritual son. They have a ministry. Can you tell us a little bit about it and what time y'all meet and et cetera?
Yes, ma'am. Our ministry is called Chosen Community. We meet every Sunday at 4 p.m., and right now we're having our Bible studies via Facebook Live at 7 o'clock on Thursdays. We are getting ready to relocate on the west side off of San Juan, but our mission is to reach the lost with Christ in mind. So whatever it takes to reach the lost, that's what we're here to do. We just want to see souls saved, lives changed, and Jesus uplifted.
Amen, amen. I've gone to Chosen Ministry before. I tell you, the young people are on fire for the Lord, the middle-aged people, older people. So I thank God for her husband. He's the pastor of Chosen. I am so proud of them. Pastor Brunson, Sherrod Brunson, he's a mighty man of God, just like his wife. She's a mighty woman of God. I thank God for her. And I thank God for our co-host today, Bree. Brianna Nichols, she's from Macomb, Mississippi. That was her and her mother singing. Her mother's a young woman as well. We thank God for her. Bridget Nichols, they were singing. And last Thursday, her little sister, 8 years old, joined us in song as well. So we thank God for the Nichols family. God, their parents, Bridget is raising them. She's trained. She's present with them. So I thank God for her. And in a few minutes, I'm going to ask Sister Vivian, Minister Vivian Collins from Marrero, Louisiana. She'll say a prayer for the youth and their family. And next, I'm going to call on Pastor Donna Hawkins to sing. Oh, that's a mighty pastor from Paducah, Kentucky. I thank God for each of you. You know, God is a good God. That message was for all of us. I mean, many of us, like me, I don't have birth children, but I have many spiritual children. And I thank God for every one of them because they blessed my life. I'm telling you, some days Laurel called me. She said, she picked me up in the spirit. Now, I'm telling you, she'll pick me up in the spirit. She called me up. Sister G, you okay? I may be going through something, but I always need prayer. And she prayed me through situations. Thank God, your children are valuable to you, whether you birthed them out spiritually. And I'm telling you, as a spiritual mother, you birth children. I'm telling you, sometimes you go through labor pains with your children. Sometimes you go through joys and you know, just watching them grow and seeing them develop. So, you know, I'm so grateful for my spiritual children. I'm grateful that they're in my lives. I'm grateful that God connected us. So I thank God for each of you. I'm going to give a testimony in a few minutes, but right now I want to Pastor Vivian Collins to pray for the youth and their families. Good morning, Pastor Vivian. Minister Vivian, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Pray for the Bronson family or the whole.
Pray for the children of the world and their family.
Okay. Praise God. Father God, we do come to you, Lord God, Father God, as we have listened to such a great, powerful word, Father God, that has come to Sister Bronson, God. And Father God, thank you for her and her family and the family entire world, oh God. We are lifting them up to you, Lord God. We pray that they could hear this encouraging message, oh God, to encourage them in the Lord. Lord, we just lift up all those that are in broken homes, oh God, that, oh God, that is dying, oh God, for their families, oh God, that's dying for a hug, that's dying for love, just dying that they could be there, God. Our children is dying on the inside, like she said, for every, oh God, every way, oh God, that pertaineth to you, oh God. Father God, Lord God, they want to be taught, oh God, of you, oh God, if they have the love, God. Lord, we praying for children everywhere, God. Oh, Father God, Lord, some, oh God, is hurting so bad, God. And Lord, oh Father, no one there to help fill the void, but you can, God. Oh Father God, reach down into their hearts, oh God. Lord God, and comfort them and give them peace, oh God, that passes all understanding, oh God. Father God, that girl that's running, oh God, giving her body away, oh God. Father God, because she's looking for love, oh God. Lord, stop her in her tracks, oh God. And Father God, let her know that, oh God, like the woman at the well, God. And they ask, oh God, ask Jesus, ask her, who is your husband? He told her she had five, and the one that she have nine is not hers, God. So Lord, there's many of them running out there, God, looking, and oh God, can't find what they're looking for. But God, I pray that the love of Jesus will come into their hearts, oh God. Lord, and they'll be delivered. God, I'm lifting up that boy, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Drugs are ticking him over, God, Lord God, because he's looking for love, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, he need a father, God. Oh, Father God, father's dead, father gone, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, Father God. Oh, God, put someone in his path, oh, God, to show him the way, God. Lord, we'll be a way showers for our children, God. Show them the way, God, like you said in the word, God. Seers, God. Oh, Father God, put them in the path, oh, God. Lord, God, that they would adhere to the word, oh, God. They will not turn a deaf ear, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that their, oh God, ears will be open, oh God. Oh God, their eyes will become illuminated, God. Oh Father God, their mouths will be open like little birds in a nest, oh God, to receive, oh God. Father God, oh, let the Holy Spirit, oh God, shake them and move them, oh God. Father God, shake off every dead thing that's holding them bound, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that Lord God, that they will be filled with the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome, awesome prayer. Thank you for covering the parents, the children of the world. Appreciate you. Well, good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. It's been a rough week, but God is still able and we're still here. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Do you know
Well,
before you sing, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go. You go ahead.
Before you sing, I want to ask you, after you finish saying what you're saying, to pray for Evangelist Laurel Brunson, her husband, Sherrod Brunson, the minister, and their chosen community ministry. So go ahead and tell me what you were telling me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Brunson. This has been a rough week. We still have shootings here in Paducah, but our local clergy is still having prayer vigils every Thursday. So I thank God for that. I thank God for that. He's still blessing. I tell you, there was an explosion at my niece's job. And to look at that building, there is no way anyone should have survived. But all 10 of them got out with their lives. They had to go to the hospital. But they're still alive. And for that, we're just grateful. We are grateful. God is still good. He is still good.
Yes, ma'am, he is.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases. People are slipping away. Economy's down. People can't get enough pay for me. All I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Folks without home, people are out in the streets. The drug habits, some say, they just can't beat. Mothers and robbers, no place seems to be safe. You've been my protection every step of the way. I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes, or just alone without a friend, or just another number with a tragic end. You didn't see fit to let none of those things be. Every day by your power, you keep on keeping me. I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I'm just thankful this morning. Just thankful this morning, Minister G. God's been so good. Can't thank
Amen.
Him enough for all that he's done. Precious Lord, I humbly bow, thanking you, Lord, for allowing me to call on your holy name. Lord Jesus, before I ask you anything, I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. I thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. I thank you, Lord, for the message from Minister Brunson. Lord, let us not be just hearers of your word, but let us be doers of your word. Lord, let us spend more time with our children. Let us appreciate, Lord, the gifts that you have given to us, Lord. And then, Lord, help us to be the parents that you're calling for us to be in these last and evil days. Help us, Lord, to train up our children in the way that they should go. For we know that when they're old, they won't depart from it, Lord. Lord, you have been so good to us. Lord, you have spared our lives. Lord, you have made a way when there was no way. So for that, we say thank you. Lord, we're so grateful for the Brunson's ministry, for the good that they're doing in the community, for the concern that they have for others, Lord. So, Lord, I ask right now that you would bless everything that they set their hands to do, Lord. Lord, keep them strong. Keep them, Lord, working on your battlefield. We need leaders in this day and time. We need examples for our young people in this day and time, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for the Brunsons and the effort that they are putting forth, Lord, to carry on your work. Lord, bless them. Keep them, Lord. Bless them financially. Bless them, Lord, numerically. Bless them, Lord, in every way that you see that they need to be blessed. Lord, we just thank you for all that you have done in our lives, all that you're doing right now. and all that you will do. Lord, we will be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for everything. And it is in the name of Jesus that I pray, for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Lord, for all he's done for us. Yes, Lord, he's done so much for us. We can't thank him enough. Thank you, Pastor Donna Hawkins. I appreciate that. And, you know, I feel you because I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, the largest city in the United States of America, land-wise. I can't imagine, you know, if it was, you know, a mass number of people like New York, but it is a big place. And, you know, as you drive down the city, you hear ambulances and different things. And sometimes you wonder, you're like, Lord, well, what is going on, Father? What's happening? What's happening with our children? What's happening, you know, in the lives? You know, why are children hanging out 10 o'clock at night and they're only 8 or 9 years old? Why aren't they in with their parents? And like Evangelist Brunson said, you know, we gotta just start spending time with them. But I wanted to give a testimony. You know, sometimes you pray and you say, Lord, I wonder if the Lord heard my prayers. I wonder if he's listening to me. And you don't know, but before I do that testimony, I want to read this about concerning our children. You know, our children don't know, you know, if they're going to live to be our age or not because of so much is happening in the world. And like Evangelist Brunson said, you know, that if they obey their parents, God is going to give them a long life because when they obey their parents, they're obeying him. But God gave me this poem a while back, and this poem says, it's like a little short story almost. It says, will I be next? Many young people ask the question, will I be next? And here's the poem. I was born a child of color. My hair is black or brown, sandy or reddish in the sun. Who am I? I did not choose my color. However, I'm grateful to my creator for choosing this color skin for my soul to live in. You see, I had nothing to do with who birthed me, who nursed me, or even who taught me. Those were things chosen for me way before I was even thought of. Given that I am a child of color living in the 21st century, I listen to the news and I see it live, not on TV or the radio or internet. I hear and see the news live on the spot, news in my neighborhood as I walk, ride, slide, or glide, trauma live and in color. People falling, fighting, brawling, ambulances with sirens at their loudest, a trauma vehicle close behind or in front of me. Which brings me to mind, you know, the question, will I be next? Black children in my neighborhood have been shot down, beaten, and drugged up, put down and left for dead. I've even seen bodies left and their souls gone out of their bodies in a split second in the wink of an eye. Where was my eye? Sometimes looking around in my environment, sometimes in my cell phone, as I walk down the street, on my way through crime-filled streets, an ambulance is coming. It's sirens loud as the vehicles race through my neighborhood, which makes me wonder, will I be next? Well, will I live to see my son or my daughter being born? Will I be a grandfather? Will I be able to stay out of gangs? Or will a prison cell hold me captive? What's in the future for me? Will I be next? Will I live to be 103 or 33? Who knows what's next for a man child born of color? Will I attend a university? Or will I sit on a universal corner, shooting up heroin into my veins, playing dice, having nowhere to lay my head? Will I be next? Was I defeated before my mother pushed me out of her womb? Was I defeated before my mother pushed me out of her womb? Do I stand a chance or will they come after me saying, I'm standing my ground? Will I be next? Only my Creator, Father God, knows. Lord, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. Ah, yes, Lord. Lord, you are my maker. Yet even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I refuse to fear because the Lord is my maker. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is the shade upon my right hand. I shall live and not die. Thank you, Lord. So God gave me that. That's in one of the books that I wrote, The Unwed Daddy Game, The Diary of an Unwed Mother, The Unwed Daddy Game. So that's in that book. And our children, you know, they got questions. You know, Mama, Daddy, will I be next pastor? Will I be next bishop? Will I be next, you know, auntie, grandma? Will I be next? What's for my life? What is my future going to hold? They don't know. And we don't either. But I know we know how to pray. I thank God for the prayers going up for the children, for their families. I thank God for Minister Vivian Collins, because on Tuesday, she and I lead prayer for the children and their families. And we are praying for children that are depressed, children that are even seeing their friends die on the street. We're praying for children in Africa and Asia and North America, South America, Europe, all over the world. We are praying that they will live long and fruitful lives, that they will stay out the drugs, that they won't be juveniles, you know, in detention centers, and that they won't die before their time. We're praying every Tuesday, so you're invited to join us. But I have a testimony, and I thank God he's given me 74 years and one day. So yesterday, I turned 70. The Lord, I'm so blessed. Let me tell you, it would take a lifetime and another lifetime and another lifetime to tell you the goodness of God, how he's been so good to me. But I want to tell you, I have been praying for the last couple of months. I said, Lord, I need some more money. Lord, my bank account getting low. Lord, I need some money. I need some this kind of food, and I need this, and I need the other. But I thank God. You know, sometimes you don't know if he's hearing your prayer, because sometimes it don't come, you know, the instant you stop talking to him. And you know, I have been praying, like I told you, a couple of months or more. I said, Lord, I'm getting low. I need more money. So I left out of my house. The day before my birthday, I was going to the store, and I said, I saw a car pull up behind my vehicle just as I was getting ready to get in the car, and I turned around, and it was one of my spiritual daughters, and she said, how you doing, Sister G? And she hugged me, and she put $100 in my hand. I said, girl, thank you for my early birthday present. She said, it's your birthday? When's your birthday? Is it today? Now, she had no clue it was my birthday the next day. But God sent her. He let me know, listen, I hear your prayers. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I was so happy. And we sat down a few minutes in my car, and I prayed with her. And she went on her journey. Now, let me tell you, that was just the beginning. I was driving, and the sister called me. She said, Sister G, I wanted to get your address again, because she said, I want to, you know, send you something or mail it to you or bring it to you, and I gave her my address. When I got back home, she had put some money in my mailbox, and I said, ooh, thank you, Jesus. I said, Lord, you're so good. And then later on that evening, my Cash App, one of my friends from Michigan Cash App me some money. I said, ooh, thank you, Jesus, $100. And last night, my son from Atlanta Cash App me. He zelled me $100. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. When he said, your cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. It is true, because I thank God that he has loaded me up. I mean, I was almost on E. You know, they say E from your gas tank. That was almost on E in my bank account. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So I'm telling you, when you pray, God hears your prayers. Don't you think that he's not listening. You could just say, Lord, thank you. Lord, help me. Lord, I need you. He's going to be right there. He's going to help you. He's going to be present for you. But, you know, even before we call, he already answered. He heard my prayers. So I thank God for 74 years and a day old. Hallelujah. I am blessed. I am highly favored. And, you know, Pastor Donna can testify to this. I used to always say, you know, I'm his favorite daughter. Then they kept saying, then they caught on. They said, yeah, me too. And the men said, yeah, we his favorite son too. So we are all his favorite children. And I just bless each one of you. I thank you all so much for being on with me today. I am blessed, blessed beyond measure. I can't begin to thank God enough because he's so good to me. I thank God. I love each one of you all. We're going to be closing out shortly. I'm going to ask Bree and her mom to sing one more song for us this morning. I know they didn't expect me to say that, and I wasn't even thinking about it, but it just came to me. Bree and Sister Bridget, if y'all could sing another song, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
I want the world to know that God is keeping me. I want the world to know that God is keeping me. He blessed me.
He blessed me.
And he kept me from all harm. Yeah. If you bow your head and stand, you ought to say, God is keeping me. If you bow your head and stand, you ought to say, God is keeping me. He blessed me. He blessed me. And he kept me from all harm. If you got your food and clothing, you ought to say, God is keeping me. You got your food and clothing, you ought to say, God is keeping me. He blessed me, he blessed me, and he kept me from all harm. God is keeping me. 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 He blessed me. He blessed me. And he kept me from all harm.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's my testimony. God is keeping me. Yes. Thank you so much. Anybody else have anything they want to say, testimony, anything they want to add on before we get ready to close out? All
yes,
right. Well, I thank God. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. This is Bridget Nichols from Macomb, Mississippi. I enjoyed the service today, and I enjoyed Laura Bronson. That was a powerful message, and it's like, oh, my goodness, that was truly a blessing, and I took everything in. I understand what you were saying about the wisdom. I enjoy each and every one on the line, and it was truly a blessing to me and my family, to me and my daughters. And I just thank the Lord, and I give God all the glory and all the praise, and I will send more text messages and let everyone know, you know, to get on the line. And I'm just so grateful and thankful.
Amen. Thank God for you.
Amen. Amen.
Blessing time. Wow. Amen. Anybody else? All right. Well, I thank God for you all this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Vivian, for wishing me happy birthday. I got your text. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Praise
it.
God.
Love each one. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm sorry that I'm late.
I wanted to be on that birthday yesterday, but God got me to where I caught it this morning. But I just want to thank God for all that I've heard this morning. I'm so glad that I was on the line this morning. Praise God. Has been a blessed line this morning, a line not with a lot of foolishness, but spiritual blessings, what I'm saying this morning. God has really poured out his blessing upon us this morning, especially upon the Brunson family. I thank God for them, upon the Bria family this morning. And I just bless all of you all that's been on this morning. I thank you, Sister G. I just love you, Sister G. I want to let you know that I love you dearly. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I love you, too. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Anybody else?
I just want to say happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Thank you. Who's
this
that?
Is Jackie.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Carissa.
Thank you, Karen.
Y'all sing happy birthday. We need to sing happy birthday to Sister G.
Let's do it.
Amen. Happy birthday to you. We love you.
Amen. Thank you all.
We love you.
Love y'all.
Happy birthday. God bless
you. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Dowd. I thank God for each of you. I thank God you all are a blessing in my life. You all are my family, and I appreciate you all so much. I thank God for the divine connection. I want to let you know that God loves you. Yes, you, 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 and you. And he has not forgotten what he promised you. Your promises shall come. I don't care what age you are. God loves you. He looks out for you. He's with you 24/7. Yeah, he won't leave you. He won't forsake you. So I thank God for you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for all that you've done for Bible Storyland Children's Day today, Lord God. Bless each and every person who came on the line today, whether they spoke or whether they were quiet or silent. We just bless you. And we thank you, for this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord. Amen. Love y'all. Bye.
Love y'all.